Thank you.
Representative Thomas Hennies moves that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1113.
Is there a second? Comments on that motion? Representative Thomas Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, the Senate made just a couple of corrections in this bill. Give me just a moment, please. Can't find my bill. Thank you. Here it is. The first choice was that, or the first correction was on page 2, line 6, where it had said any child in the custody of the state of South Dakota, that's been changed to the Department of Corrections. And then you'll notice on line 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14, there are changes in where those people that are placed outside of the Department of Corrections, the kind of certification they must have. Those are the only changes, and I would urge this body to concur. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on the Hennies motion. Representative Bill Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, I have a substitute motion to not concur and appoint a committee.
Second. Substitute motion to not appoint and, excuse me, not concur and not appoint?
Yes, excuse me. Not concur and appoint a committee.
Not concur and appoint. Comments on that motion. Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, the Department of Corrections has discovered that they've got a little heartburn with the Senate amendments. They would like a chance to try to straighten that out, and we would urge you to do so. So please support my motion to not concur and appoint.
Further remarks on the substitute motion.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Klochek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, a question for Representative Napoli.
State your question, sir.
Representative Napoli, could you be more specific on that heartburn statement? Could you expand on that and be more specific, please?
Representative Napoli, do you care to answer a question about your heartburn?
Well, if we're going to get into it, the Hershey bar and the Pepsi I had this morning was very difficult to deal with this stage of the game, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir.
Excuse me.
Do you care to answer the question?
Yes, I would. The line on, let's see, it was talking about in the custody of corrections, which was the amendment. Mike, what?
Second page.
Second page, line 6. In the custody of the Department of Corrections was changed. They feel that's too narrow, and they want to make sure that the children that are brought into their custody, that it's going to affect all the different departments. And so they want an issue. They want a chance to address that issue.
Representative Klochek, you have the floor, sir.
May I continue, Mr. Speaker?
Yes, you may.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I've covered this. I've heard both sides of the argument, and I do believe it's a good bill in the current form, and I would ask that you resist the Napoli motion. I believe that Representative Hennies is a man of vision and integrity on this issue. He has worked very hard, as have the other people on this issue on both sides of the aisle, and I think that it's in good shape now, and I would ask that you resist this motion. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm members of the body.
Further remarks on the substitute motion. Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I rise and ask you not to support the substitute motion to do not concur and appoint. The fact of the matter is this bill's had great debate and discussion on both sides, in the House and in the Senate. Those who are asking us to defer this are to doing so solely for the purpose of putting it in a position so that you will not support it. They've had their opportunity. They've had their day in court, if you will. I would urge the members of this body not to agree with this, do not concur, to defeat that and go ahead and support the concurrence with the Senate amendments. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on the substitute motion. Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Hennies speaks? Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For the record, I haven't spoken on this amendment.
That's correct. I stand corrected. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think Representative Napoli does not have the latest word on this bill. I have spoken with Secretary Bloomberg just a few moments ago and offered to make the change that Representative Napoli has suggested. And he told me there was nothing we could do to correct this bill because the executive branch is philosophically opposed to the oversight. Ladies and gentlemen, we need nationally accepted standards and outside oversight and a report to the governor and the legislature. That's what this bill does. Not because, I think, because the DOC is doing a bad job, but because too many people are concerned around the state and they're unable to get the information that would make them feel good about what is occurring. Secondly, you must understand that the DOC is already doing everything that is in this bill. There are no additional costs other than what is already anticipated in the budget. And ladies and gentlemen, we have discussed this bill ad nauseum. We need these nationally accepted standards, and we have that. We need a report to the governor and to the legislature, and we will have that. We also need outside oversight, if for no other reason than to answer the critics who suggest inappropriate behavior on the part of the Department of Corrections. We don't have that, but we will have with this bill. I've tried to get this bill that was acceptable to all the parties. I've called them all to the table and worked with everyone. I brought every issue and every person to the table, and now I'm unable to do anything further with this bill. I simply ask that you vote against Representative Napoli's motion and concur with my motion, and that will allow the citizens of this state the confidence in the DOC that the DOC deserves. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks? Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Napoli speaks a second time? Representative Napoli.
Well, Mr. Speaker, members of the body, I kind of take exception to the rule that our only intent is to put this bill into committee to kill it. That's absolutely not true. It was brought to us in good faith that Mr. Bloomberg wants to talk about this. This is nothing more than a part of the process. All we're asking is to put it into a committee, a joint committee, to discuss the amendments that they never got a chance to talk to. There's absolutely nothing wrong with what we're trying to do here today. This is part of the process, unless absolutely that if we do shed a little light on this, that maybe it might be in trouble, but that is not our intent. The intent was to sit down and talk about this, and I would ask you to support my motion.
Further remarks on the Napoli substitute motion? Hearing no further remarks, the question is, the roll call has been requested. Is he supported? He is supported. The question before the House of Representatives is the Representative Napoli motion, a substitute motion that the House do not concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1113 and that a committee be appointed. Those in favor of that substitute motion will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
Representative Knoll. Representative Knoll. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 33, nays 34, absent 1, excused 2.
The Napoli substitute motion, having failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost. Comments on the original motion, the Representative Henney's motion, that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1113. Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House of Representatives, therefore, is the Representative Tom Henney's motion that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1113. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote.
Representatives Jim Peterson and Hargens. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 39, nays 29, excused 2.
Representative Tom Haney's motion that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1113, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed.